just some music from the great Cuban pianist Elio Villafranca, his album Incantations and Ogueda's Cha. And if you want to hear great stuff like that live, you can next Friday at City College Center for the Arts at 7:30 p.m. That's March 31st, a concert called Cuba, Senegal, Letters to Mother Africa 2. And I'm lucky enough now to have Elio on the phone with me. Welcome, sir.
Thank you so much for having me, Kevin.
No problem at all. So, you know, the first time I ever heard about the connection between Cuba and Senegal was my father-in-law, who was born in the same place you were, Pinel del Río. And he told me that he loved the album Africando, which is, I mean, a huge band out of Senegal. And the Cubans all love it, and the Senegalese all love it. And it's intertwined in a mysterious way, you know. So maybe you can explain the connection between Senegal and Cuba and what you're doing next Friday.
Yeah, I mean, the connection between Senegal and Cuba, as you know, comes way back, since the slave trade. The amount of slaves that were bringing to Cuba from that region was tremendous. And people sometimes don't realize that Cuba was one of the countries that was the last country where slavery became abolished. After Brazil and the U.S. and everybody just abolished the slaves, Cuba still continued with the illegal slave trade. So that means that we have for over almost 80 more years of slavery, like bringing slaves into Cuba. So we have a really strong tradition on Afro-Cuban or Afro tradition related to African music. So, and Senegal and Western African countries has a very strong influence on Cuban music. And me in particular, I started working with this Senegalese percussionist with the name of Abdou Ambout. And when I first presented my Letters to Mother Africa, and then I wanted to have an African percussionist, and I came across to him. He's very well known. He has worked with Osamu and many other renowned musicians. And I came across to him because somebody suggested me to him, and I went into Google, Google his name and his videos, and I fell in love with him. And then we talked, we connected, and then we did the performance at Jazz and Lincoln Center. But then during the performance, we did a piece that was just him in the kora and myself in the piano. And we had such a really strong connection. I realized, the next one had to be Cuba-Senegal, because I really want to explore more of this particular connection between that we have in on stage, and also the connection that is longstanding between Cuba and, you know, Senegal and other, you know, regions in Africa.
It's great music. I love that kind of stuff.
Thank you. And that's how this whole thing evolved, you know. Started first with the Letters to Mother Africa. I was just, first of all, the first edition of this particular concert, I used music from American composers who have contributed to the development of the exposure of African roots in this country. I'm talking about Duke Ellington and Louis Armstrong and even Freddie Hubbard and later composers and earliest composer as Randy Weston and things like that. And then, but this one I wanted to focus more on Cuba and Senegal, and then I will be featuring more music from Cuban side, and also we're going to continue doing the Senegal influence stuff that we did in the first concert, and some other originals as well. Yeah.
Sounds good. And you have a pretty good band behind you, I see, with the likes of Steve Turi on trombone and Bruce Harris on trumpet and quite a few other people. And the gentleman you were speaking about, Abdou, I don't know how to say his last name. Maybe you can.
Mabout.
Okay. So he'll be there also, huh?
Yeah, he will be there. It is a really fantastic band. And not only that, I mean, I will have also a percussionist under the name of Miguel Valdez, who's a Cuban percussionist from the Valdez dynasty in Cuba. And he's an amazing Cuban percussionist. So in the stage, we're going to be featuring, you know, the bata drums, the conga drums, We're going to also feature the talking drums, the djembe drums, and the kora. So we have a really, just from the percussion side, it's like a big orchestra already.
So Miguelito Valdez is part of, is like a Chucho relative?
Yeah, it's like from the Valdez. You know, the Valdez in Cuba, all the Valdez families are very gifted. It's almost like the Marsalis, right? You know, like you have the Marsalis and everybody in that brand is already gifted with music. It's just one of those families that are really touched by God, you know, by the hand of God. And he's one of, you know, he's one of that, you know, I don't know how close or far he is from that tree, but he's definitely from that tree.
same tribe.
Yeah, exactly.
You're listening to Elio Villafranca, the pianist, who's got a gig coming up here on March 31st at 7:30. It's at the City College Center for the Arts, and he's got this big band coming. I wouldn't call it a big band, but it's a lot of musicians with even violins. You have a string quartet. How's that fit in?
Yeah, 14 musicians.
So I guess that is a big band.
Yeah, it's pretty much warrant that title, yes.
Yeah, and so, like you said, you're going to get into the Latin stuff, the Senegalese stuff, and you're going to get into some American traditional stuff in jazz.
Yeah, exactly. I feel, you know, since I've been performing at the Aaron David Hall in Harlem, I felt like, okay, I definitely have to do some Duke Ellingtons and some Louis Armstrong pieces. And I'm doing really something that are very unique in a sense. The piece that I'm doing by Duke Ellington is really an obscure piece. It's called Afrique. And it's one of the, you know, like the pieces that he started writing in the 70s. And, you know, Duke Ellington was such an amazing artist because he transformed himself through time. If you listen to Duke Ellington of the 30s, it's completely different than Duke Ellington of the 70s. I'm doing one of his latest pieces called Afrique, which is really interesting to me. Very free, almost like free jazz. You know, it has touching the little elements of free jazz in there. Which is like, that's stunning to me. And then from Anton, I'm doing King of the Zulus, which is I do a different version than the one that he did, but I use in his aesthetics. To create a new version of that, but I would be using, you know, African percussion, and it's very interesting. So I'm doing that, and then I'm doing also some of the Cuban pieces that are classical Cuban music. That, you know, as you know, Cuban music has also, it's not just about African music, it's also about European music. It has a lot of classical music in it. And people sometimes, when they refer to Cuban music, they don't realize that Cuban music is a combination of those two things. It's not just African roots. It's European roots. And then I'm trying to also, with the string quartet, have some of those elements on that particular music that has a hint on classical music as well.
Sounds very interesting and well thought out. So I look forward to seeing it. I'm going to come down on Friday to see you. And folks, if you don't know where the City College Center, it's the Aaron, I'm trying to see it here.
Aaron David Hall. It's right at City College campus.
Okay.
It's right in that area, in City College.
Okay, and up there in the Heights, you know, where all the good stuff happened years ago and it's starting to happen again.
Yeah.
I read a story about the concept for the concert. It was about your father and Cuba and Africa. Could you feel like telling the story?
No, yeah, absolutely. When I was a kid, my father, I was living in Cuba. I was born in Cuba, as many of your listeners probably know, figured out by my accent. So I was born in Cuba, and then my father, when I was maybe about 5 or 6, he was sent to Africa for 2 years. To serve as an economist there, and you know, my brother and I to write letters to him every Sunday. But I was so little that, and then by the year, when the year went by, the image of my father was almost like becoming a little bit more blur, and then his image became more to me of the image of Africa, and then basically it felt to me, instead of writing letters to him, I was writing letters to Africa. I was very conscious that of the destination, you know, and my father every once in a while would send some postcards with, you know, pictures of images of the land and people and tribes and animals, and I was fascinated by that. So to me, it became like really exciting to write letters with the African destination. So then I used that narrative that stuck with me in my mind for a long time. And then when I was developing this concept, I started feeling like every time I leave myself, every time I write something with an African influence or something with rooted based in Africa, African music, it's almost like a letter that I'm writing to Africa as if Africa was my mother. And as you know, Africa has always been referred as the motherland, right? We always said Africa is the motherland. So then I start feeling, maybe what musicians, jazz musicians do or did back in the days to write music with influence of Africa, it's almost like writing letters to their mothers. And then that's how the whole concept developed and evolved in my head.
Sounds great. I can't wait to hear it. The concert is called Cuba, Senegal, Letters to Mother Africa 2. Features our guest, Elio Villafranca. It's this coming Friday, the 31st at 7:30 p.m. And tickets are available at the City College Center for the Arts.org. And you can call over there also at the box office, 212-650-6900. And let's see if we can pack the place over there.
Yeah, that would be great, so more people had the opportunity to hear this music, which I know that, you know, there's not very often that opportunity to hear music like this.
Yep. Well, thank you for coming on, and I wish you good luck on Friday.
Thank you so much. I'll be looking for you.
We're going to go out with something from Elio's quartet. It's an older piece, and it's from it's the title track from The Source In Between. We'll be right back.